In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. During the time of Jesus, some Jewish groups viewed the Gentiles as an unclean with whom it was unlawful to have any friendly relationship. And the Gentiles were considered as the enemies of God and his people. And these Jewish groups were forbidden to counsel the Gentiles, and if they asked about God, they were to be cursed. Jesus this morning challenged this attitude when he traveled to South Lebanon, to the land of the Gentiles, and spoke to this Canaanite or this Phoenician woman whose daughter was tormented by a demon. When she saw him, she insistently sought help from Jesus to heal her daughter who was beset by the devil. Seeing her daughter's pain and agony, she cried out, eager to get help, and kept insisting in her request. But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her request. And the disciples, yet unaware of the mysteries of the Lord, or having been moved to mercy, beseeched the Lord on behalf of the Canaanite woman to send her away. They wanted to be rid of this annoying woman, for she repeatedly called upon him loudly as they pleaded with the Lord, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." What is the meaning of this puzzling statement or this puzzling dispensation? The Lord knew why he came, certainly to have a church among the Gentiles, and yet said that he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The other question is, why then does he allow this woman to approach him while he says to the disciples, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles"? Clearly, Jesus did not say this to agree with the pride of the Pharisees and the arrogance of the scribes, but lest he seem to contradict the instruction he had earlier given, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, enter no town of the Samaritans." He was unwilling at that time to give his enemy an opportunity to accuse him of contradicting himself. We know that the Lord Jesus had come to his own and to be among his own, awaiting the first fruits of faith from those people he took his roots according to the flesh. He reserved a fully accomplished salvation for the Gentiles at the time of the descent of the Holy Spirit following his passion, resurrection, and ascension. And the Gentiles subsequently had to be saved by the preaching of the apostles. But this woman began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me, Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the little dogs. He used a term in Greek means puppets. The belittling of dogs was diminished by the usage of a diminutive name. Certainly, he uses the term dogs on account of the Gentiles' unclean lifestyles and the proneness to idolatry, while he calls the Jews children on account of the fact that they were called to be the children of God. What does the Savior do here? By his answer, he showed what he had premeditated from the outset, for it was for this reason that he postponed giving a reply, that the woman might cry aloud with great faith, showing her to be worthy of 1,000 crowns. And if you heard this gospel carefully, Jesus also used the word bread, not only to speak of his teaching, which was through words, but also of that which nourished the faithful by means of signs and participation. Here, this term bread preceded the condemnation of the Pharisees and the scribes, since when life in the Lord had been given to them as bread, but they did not accept it. This woman does not complain, even when insulted. She was not hurt when she saw others praised, nor was she indignant to be reproached. But she said, "Lord, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She agreed with him, saying, "Yes, Lord." That is to say, "I know, the Lord, that the Gentiles are dogs in worshiping idols and barking at God." See her humility as well as her faith. For he called the Jews children, but she was not satisfied with this. She even called them masters. Behold, this woman's wisdom. She did not venture so much as to say a word against anyone else. Knowing the faith of this woman, our Lord said, crowning her with a great gift, "O woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you desire." And this means your faith indeed is able to effect even greater things than these. Do you see how this woman too contributed not a little to healing of her daughter? Jesus did not say, "Let your little daughter be made whole," but "Great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And these words were not flattering words, but great was the power of this Canaanite, of the faith of this Canaanite woman. Compare the humility of this lady with the proud language of the Pharisees and the scribes, who used to say, "We are Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. We are born of God." But not so this woman. Rather, she calls herself a dog and them masters. For this reason, she became a child. Through faith, the Gentiles were made children out of dogs. It thus became absolutely clear that this woman represented a type of a church, the church of the Gentiles, the church of faith and humility. Dear brethren, because of our pride, we are often unwilling to respond to Christ, the author of humility, the restrainer of swell-headedness, and the physician God, who, while he is perfect God, humbled himself and became perfect man. What great medicine for humility is found in this lesson. If this medicine does not cure pride, what could possibly cure it? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.